Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's been 1 year since Chile announced its first COVID-19 case, and now the South American country is battling a second wave of the virus. The country has 19 million people and, as of yesterday, recorded more than 900,000 cases and 22,000 deaths. But the news is not all bad, because while countries including Brazil and Argentina have vaccinated about 4% of their adult population, Chile has vaccinated 25%. And that puts it alongside Israel, the United Kingdom, and the United Arab Emirates as one of the top countries in the world for vaccination rates. Ashlyn Lang is a Reuters senior correspondent in Santiago. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. And it's certainly good news from Chile. What the country has done is really impressive. It started vaccinating healthcare workers back in December with the Pfizer vaccine and has come a long way. Tell us how it's gone so well.
I mean, I think it's a sort of lucky confluence of circumstances. You know, Chile, like many other countries, saw sort of early on in the pandemic the potential risk to its vaccine supplies. You know, its health minister told me how they had to sort of sneak supplies in from other countries, keep their flight plans secret, send military planes to sort of protect the stocks that they'd ordered and were bringing down to Chile. So they saw early on they were going to have to be very judicious in the way that they obtained vaccines. Chile has some really great trade ties. You know, it's the world's biggest copper producer. It supplies salmon and fresh fruit and vegetables all around the world. So it kind of really exploited those established trade ties to lock in deals early with producers such as China, such as the UK. Also, you know, Chile's centre-right president, Piñera, was sort of coming off the back of some really intense social protests. And this was his moment to shine. This was what he was good at. He has good international contacts. He's a billionaire businessman, and he really exploited them to full effect.
But when you talk about the way things are secreted into the country, does that mean they got them from the black market? Why did it have to be so much under the cover of darkness to get PPE and to get some vaccine doses?
Well, we saw some incidents early on in the pandemic where countries were complaining that stocks of supplies, not through the black market, but they were buying legitimately, were being kind of hijacked on the tarmac by other countries. I think the United States was mentioned on one occasion. There was some quite rough practices in obtaining these desperately needed supplies from around the world. And so countries became very protective about how they obtained those supplies and brought them into their countries. But no, certainly no suggestion of any sort of black market deals.
So the president used his contacts very deftly. What about the vaccine rollout plan? How did the country manage to get access to enough vaccine and then to distribute it enough to a country as large as Chile with some very remote places there?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chile did very well to secure an early deal with Pfizer. So by the time the second vaccine that they had ordered from Sinovac, whose trial they hosted in country, arrived, they were able to then start rolling that out in a massive vaccination program to its elderly population and then to teachers.
This is the Chinese vaccine.
This is the Chinese vaccine, Sinovac. They've ordered 60 million doses to cover 3 years. They paid for the trial themselves with the support of the business community. So again, they locked in that early relationship, which has borne fruit.
So again, the government played its hand pretty well there. But in the day-to-day distribution of the vaccines, how did it get out to so many people? Because a quarter of the country has been vaccinated now.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, what the WHO representative here says is that it was just a really good pulling together of the academic community, the health community, and the political community to make sure that the vaccines were put out very quickly. In Chile, there is a little bit of mistrust in authority, probably a legacy of those protests. And so they tried to be very transparent about how they were doing things. There's a website that's updated daily showing where vaccines are going. You know, Chile has a very good network of public health clinics, and it has a very long established vaccination program. I think looking, you know, some of the really remote regions have actually had a higher rollout of vaccines proportionately, sort of percentage wise, than actually the capital itself. So I think they've done well on that as well.
I want to ask you about a couple of things that we know very much about Chile. One, and you mentioned this, copper-based innovation in Chile. I wonder if that has been affected because of the coronavirus. And secondly, the wine industry. We certainly get a lot of Chilean wine up here.
Yes, and I can assure you that people in quarantine in Chile have been really making the most of the Chilean wine industry. The vineyards have been open. They are obviously restricted in terms of how many people they can receive. And the copper price has spiked, and that's been really important for Chile because it means that it's been getting more money into its coffers to fund these massive social programs that it's needed to support people who have been out of work. Another interesting thing to note about Chile's copper industry is it's known for really important antiviral effects. Actually, it's been shown to kill viruses, including the coronavirus, much quicker than on other surfaces. So that's a kind of burgeoning Chilean industry now, which is really quite interesting. They're even putting it in their banknotes, putting it in threading and clothing. So that's quite an interesting sideline that's come out of this. I guess every cloud has a silver lining.
Well, thank you very much for telling us about what's happening there. Ashlyn Lang, Reuters senior correspondent in Santiago, Chile. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been great.